This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Chris Natale. Thanks for joining us. Tonight we'll hear about the Martin Luther King Day celebration, get an inside look of a new series of podcasts on WRKC, check out the latest hits for Funky Friday, find out about the latest in Monarch sports, and see what to expect for this weekend's forecast. One person can make all the difference in the world. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. helped better society by preaching about treating one another as equals in the hopes to better mankind. This week, King's College Multicultural and International Club helped the community celebrate Dr. King's legacy to bring light into the dark world of ignorance people still experience today. WRKC's News Director Nick Rotondo has the details.
I have a dream. Oh. Do you have a dream?
He had a dream.
As we celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day this past Monday, King's College held a celebration on campus with the help of the Mount Zion Baptist Church and Choir and King's Multicultural and International Club. This year's theme for the celebration was inspired by a quote from Martin Luther King Jr.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love could do that.
The Multicultural and International Club also put together a wall depicting the word hate in many different languages. Attendees of the celebration received cards asking how they would drive out the hate and darkness. These cards were then put up on the wall covering the hate. MIC member and senior accounting major Joel Martinez took the time to read some of the answers.
Love one another as I have loved you. By appealing to the better angels of the human spirit, by being Christ-like, letting the light of God shine in your everyday life.
Pastor Michael Brewster of the Mount Zion Baptist Church was also the keynote speaker, speaking about how the times have changed, but we are still fighting for equality.
We live in a society, and we have successfully built a culture that has become infatuated with itself. And within this narcissistic society of selfies, self-promotion, self-ambition, self-motivation, and self-propagation, we haven't put the mirror down long enough to be able to see the damage we are causing not only to ourselves but to the world around us. Amen. Many today have misunderstood what it meant when we would tell people to take a good hard look in the mirror. The intention was that we would look into the mirror not for self-worship, but for moral adjustment. And return from this place of honest reflection, determined to be a better person, and in turn, make a better world.
Pastor Brewster also explained why he chose to work with King's on the celebration.
Well, to live up to their vision, which in so many ways is similar to the teachings and the beliefs of Dr. Martin Luther King. I wanted to come today to challenge all of the King's staff and students to look at their vision and make sure that that is truly their heart's intent, and to see how it is very similar to Dr. King's dream, that if they would, in fact, stay true to their mission, they would stay true to the dream. And the challenge of doing that is, of course, being able to look beyond ourselves and, you know, and not be so selfish, looking through the lens of what our needs are instead of looking at the needs of our fellow man, you know. And in a world that we live in where it's just completely focused on ourselves, it can become increasingly challenged and weaken our ability to, you know, to strengthen the muscles of unconditional love and appreciation and cultural awareness and acceptance and appreciation of others around us.
Sophomore mass communications major and MIC member Nicole Boyce spoke about what it meant to have this celebration at King's.
It means a lot because sometimes at like a predominantly white school, you can feel kind of like left out. So to have this day recognized It's pretty cool.
Pastor Brewster also gave some final thoughts for all to think about.
I would say to let love be the driving force of change in your life. And I believe that if we all do that, then we'll be able to, again, see Dr. Martin Luther King's dream become a reality.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Nick Rotundo.
College allows young people the opportunity to expand their horizons and try to see the world in a different manner. Some students decide to take this idea literally and take the chance to study abroad during the college career. Over the Christmas recess, a group of King students was able to explore the different land of India. WRKC station manager Christina Atienza was able to capture some of the group's journey and has more on the exotic adventure.
Most students take the opportunity of a month's vacation between the fall and spring semesters to relax before getting back into the swing of things for a new academic semester. For one group of students, they chose to only spend a week with their loved ones during the winter break before getting right back to work. The group was able to expand their horizons in ways they haven't before through an opportunity to study abroad in India during the 2015-2016 winter recess. From December 27th to January 14th, two King's College professors, Dr. Noreen O'Connor and Dr. Aisha Ray, led a group of 8 students, including 6 King's College students, through various cities in northern India, such as Delhi, Amritsar, Agra, Lucknow, and Agartala. This was not the first time King's students would venture across the Atlantic to explore India. Dr. O'Connor was part of the first group that traveled to India in the summer of 2012. Dr. O'Connor talks about how the previous trip was organized.
This is the second trip that I will take to India, and the first one I took was co-led with Dr. Christopher Scarborough. He was actually spending an entire year at Holy Cross College in Agartala. He went there with his whole family and taught and helped to administer things for about a year, helped them think about their curriculum. They were applying for accreditation to have the college be recognized nationally, which allows them, the college, to really recruit students and do much more. And they were kind of scaling up the college. And so Dr. Scarborough made that commitment to go there for quite a while and to spend that time with them.
Dr. O'Connor elaborates more on her interest to take another group of students to India.
For this trip, my partner, my co-director, is Dr. Aisha Ray, who's also a political science professor here at King's. We both started teaching here at the same time in 2008. And from that point forward, we've been saying, we really need to go teach a class together. We would talk about ideas. I'm very interested in Anglophone literature, which means, you know, literature is written in English, but not necessarily written in England or America or the places you would first think of when you think of English literature. But Dr. Ray, she's over there right now with a fellowship and has been working on scholarship there.
The 2015-2016 trip saw the number of interested students double from the previous one. The group had a variety of different students from different majors and even different parts of their academic careers. The group included high school student Daniel Handcuff, St. Mary's College sophomore Veronica Hanks, King's College sophomores Khrushchev Sanchez and Maxwell Bollinger, seniors Katie Brunwasser, Sierra McClinton, Kyle Poray, and Christina Atienza. Dr. O'Connor shares her excitement from the diversity from the different members of the group.
There were 4 students last time, and we now have 8 students coming this time. If you look at study abroad as kind of a category in higher education, it's funny because the statistics show it's most common for students to travel to Europe, first of all, and the most common kind of student to do that kind of travel is a white young woman. Maybe it's because we've got this adventurous place we're going. I got a group of people who do not fit any stereotype. We have a mix of male and female students, and we have a very diverse group of students, so, you know, sort of racially in terms of backgrounds. It's really, really exciting because I think the students will bring all these different perspectives.
Most of the group's members are very well traveled. Katie Brunwasser had actually gone abroad with Dr. O'Connor previously on a short-term trip in Uganda. Katie talks about why she wanted to travel again and why she chose India.
My friends wanted to go and they weren't able to. But I went to Uganda with Dr. O'Connor, and I remember while we were over there, she was always referencing when she went to India and how she was planning on going. When I first told my parents about it, my dad was very excited because my grandfather was stationed in India during World War II. So it was a cool little thing to just kind of trace family steps. Once you kind of study abroad once, you can't really feel like that's it. Seeing the world for the first time after not seeing it before is eye-opening, and it's absolutely amazing. Like, I don't want to be in the States for more than a year. Like, I just want to keep traveling. Like, it's amazing.
Sierra McClinton had never been on an airplane before, let alone left the country. Sierra talks about why she wanted to study abroad in India.
Well, I had Dr. Ray sophomore year for two classes, and she told us about the trip. Then, just because she said that she was running it and I absolutely adore her, I said, yeah, why not? It's going to be a really different experience, and I'm really into trying new things recently. I don't know. It'll be the opposite of my living experience now, so I feel like that'll kind of make me a more well-rounded person.
Tune in to WRKC throughout the semester for various podcasts as I covered the various adventures abroad. For WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Christina Atienza.
Coming up next, we'll hear the latest edition of Funky Fridays, get an update in the world of athletics, and check out this weekend's wintry weather.
Hey, I'm Beatle Ed. If you're into the Beatles, have I got a show for you. The Beatle Ed Fab 4 Hour airs every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. live on WRKC. Warning, this is not your father's Beatles show. You'll hear outtakes, rare recordings, classic and solo tracks, exclusive interviews with people like Pete Best, May Pang, and many more. The Beatle Ed Fab 4 Hour, Fridays at 7 on WRKC 88.5. You never know, your dad might like it too.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
You're listening to Funky Friday here on the WRKC News at 5. I'm music director Therese Ruffsedge and your host for today's show. I've collected some goodies for y'all over the break, including a track from Marcus Marr and Chet Faulkner's new album, Work. We also have a sample from Milk Lines and the James Hunter 6. Though it's got some pop undertones, you can't deny the funk in Chet Faulkner and Marcus Marr's new album, Work. Specifically in the song The Trouble With Us. So I'm going to play a sample of that track for you right now.
Got me fighting naked, nothing sacred. We're tearing pain off the walls. Nights are made of kiss and makeup. It's on the edge of emotional. I see the look in your eyes. Heartbeats getting the way.
Up next is a new song with an old style and the same old line. Here's a track titled If That Don't Tell You by the James Hunter 6.
Never be what I know. Said I'm a changed as I can be. They never would have known it's me. If that don't tell you that love. If you don't know for real. If that don't tell you that I love. Heaven only knows what we. Every time we meet, I'm falling at your feet, hanging on every word.
Now Now, it may be so cold out today that your face hurts just walking from McGowan to Mulligan, but we've got you set with some beachy garage vibes from Milk Lines. Here's a sample of their track, Lucille. This has been Funky Friday here on the News at 5 on 88.5 WRKC, Radio King's College. I'm Therese Ruffsedge, music director here, and I was your host for today's show. Thanks for listening.
This is your sports director, Dan Lynch, with your King's College Athletic Update for Friday, January 22nd, 2016. The King's College men's basketball team are currently 8-8 after an overtime loss against Cross Valley rival Misericordia. The Cougars took the 45-minute battle 91-88 on Wednesday in the Scandlin Gymnasium. The game was tied going into overtime 80-80, but Jason Kenny of Misericordia made four clutch free throws to put the Cougars ahead with a minute 15 to go. The 500 Monarchs will return to the court on Saturday against Manhattanville, but may be postponed due to weather. The Lady Monarchs were also in action on Wednesday against the Cougars of Misericordia. The girls got out to a 17-point lead in the first quarter, and the feisty young Cougars fought back to beat the Monarchs in the last 2.3 seconds of the game, 62-60. The Monarchs are currently 10-6 overall and 2-3 in the MAC, and they will also play Manhattanville on Saturday, but might change due to weather as well. The King's College swim team was in the pool last night in a tri meet against Lycoming College and FDU. The team split evenly, but the women's team beat FDU 164-66 and lost to Lycoming 144-11. Their next meet will be on the 30th against crosstown rival Wilkes University at the CYC in Wilkes-Barre. The Monarch wrestling team will be heading to Lycoming this weekend for the MAC championships and look to go for gold in everything, including the heavyweight division. The NFL playoffs are on this weekend as the New England Patriots take on the Denver Broncos in the 16th Brady Manning Bowl on Sunday. The Panthers will also take on the Cardinals, and both winners will move on to the Super Bowl in San Francisco. For all your King's College athletics, I'm your sports director, Dan Lynch.
And now the weather. Tonight will be 22 and cloudy with a chance of snow starting late this evening. So get your duck boots out. Tomorrow will be snowy with a high of 27 and a low of 14. There will be periods of snow throughout the day with accumulations of 1 to 3 inches. Sunday will be mostly sunny and not as cold. Thank the Jesus. With a high of 34 and a low of 17. For WRKC News at 5, I'm station meteorologist Aaron Harvey.
On Monday, there will be a Taze prayer for Christian unity at 7 p.m. at the chapel. There will also be a blood drive held on campus on Thursday, January 28th, starting at 10 a.m. on the third floor of the campus center. Stay tuned to hear the first installment of station manager Christina Atienza's Adventures Abroad, the India Edition podcast series. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Chris Natale. Have a great weekend.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.